Yo, what's up? This is my trade deadline rant. I'm pretty pissed right now because the Lakers, first of all, this is not necessarily on LeBron that we are in 10th place in the West, that we did not get AD at the trade deadline, that we have somehow destroyed team chemistry now because the youngsters thought they were going to get traded and then they didn't get traded and now they have to go back to playing and trying to act like everything is cool and they're too young to adjust and try and do that and now it's going to get to them like, oh my God, the Lakers didn't want me. They wanted a way better player than me. Yeah, it be like that sometimes. This is on Magic Johnson. That's who this is on. He gets the bulk of the blame, yes. LeBron has some blame to it because of the type of player he is and what he demands and what he'll do if he comes to your team. He went to Miami. They basically had to ship everybody out as far as like the youngsters or whatever just to make room and stuff for him and Bosh and Wade to play together. People had to take pay cuts and stuff. Then he went back to Cleveland. You saw what he did to Andrew Wiggins, the number one player in the draft, the number one pick in the draft. He shipped his behind up out of there and got Kevin Love instead, an older player. So this is what LeBron does. And then everybody wants to say, well, he's going to leave the Lakers like he left Cleveland and Miami. No, he wouldn't have if Magic had done what he was supposed to do. Now, this is what Magic should have done. Last year, or whenever PG-13 was available, Magic should have traded either the number two pick or Brandon Ingram. They didn't want both. They wanted the number two pick or Brandon Ingram for Paul George. I said all along, do not wait for this man to go to free agency because it's not guaranteed that if he gets to OKC, those nice country people and Russell Westbrook and whoever else are going to talk him into staying and he's just going to get down there and get comfortable. You can make money anywhere. That's already known. So you don't have to be in LA to make your brand a brand. You can be a brand wherever as long as you ball out. And that's exactly what he's doing. So we allowed him to go to OKC thinking that he was gonna just say, okay, I'm gonna go ahead and go with the Lakers, even though that's what he said. He said, if I choose to be somewhere, it's the Lakers. And what we did was we actually put too much stock into that, and we actually underestimated OKC as a recruiter. It's pretty much what we did. And because of that, we lost out on Paul George. Now, let's say we would have gotten Paul George. Paul George would have been here. We wouldn't have had, let's say, we gave up the number two pick. Okay, so we got everybody else pretty much except for Paul, except for Lonzo Ball. And now we got LeBron. So now we got a two-headed monster in LeBron and PG-13, plus we got all the young core. Now, it's not all on LeBron to try and drag us into the playoffs or keep us relevant at the number three seed or the number four seed or the five seed or even in the playoffs or even getting to the playoffs at this point because Paul George is on the team. Now what you're doing around this time, you're not even really worried about making real moves if you don't have to. Yeah, maybe you can make a move or two and trade somebody to bring in somebody, but you don't really have to, is my point. You don't really have to make a move because you have Paul George on the team. So trying to get up against the trade deadline and make a move for Anthony Davis is not even a priority. Because now what we're doing, we're saying, okay, We got Brun, we got PG-13, we got this young core. Hey, we got a hell of a team on our hands. Somebody is going to want to come as a free agent in the summertime. That's pretty much what it would have been. Now, it's pretty much at the point where we don't have PG-13, we don't have AD, we have a shook-up young core who is... whose minds are now at the point of being devastated because, oh my God, I was included in a trade for a player that was way better than me and then it didn't work out, so now I have to go on. And I understand, but it did not have to happen. I put this all on Mr. Magic Johnson, man. I mean, he's one of my favorite basketball players ever. But does he know what he's doing in the front office? I don't know! I don't know if Magic knows what he's doing in the front office. I'm a little skeptical at this point. That's a shout out to my boy AG and his AG voice right there. I'm skeptical at this point if Magic knows what he's doing. Because to me, it doesn't seem like he knows. He seems like he's just in there thinking, we are the Lakers, we're going to be able to get whoever we want. No, Magic, that hasn't happened for years. We're not just the Lakers and everybody is going to come to us. No, it's a different world, it's a different time. That was back in the day. Excuse the noise in the background. I'm in the car right now, so I had to go ahead and get this off. This is a different day, Magic. You have to understand that. And now he wants to get rid of Luke. It's not Luke's fault that we're the 10th seed right now. That has nothing to really do with Luke. Yes, his rotations are a bit iffy at times. His substitutions, you know, can kind of be a head scratcher at times. But Luke is doing Luke is working with what he has, pretty much, with what Magic has given him. And not only that, to top it all off and kind of bring this rant to a close, not only that, if you recall at the beginning of the damn season when we got Bron, Magic said, hey, I talked to LeBron, I asked LeBron, what did he want? Did he want some shooters or did he want some dogs? He said, get me some dogs. So I got him some dogs. And we all scratching our damn head like, what the hell are we going to do with dogs, Magic? We need shooters. We don't need no dogs. And now we at the trade deadline making trades for shooters. Are you serious? We making trade for shooters? Something that you probably could have built the team around when you first brought in LeBron, according to you? Come on, man. Does Magic know what he's doing? Maybe I'll come back with a more calm, collective perspective on my team. But right now, the Lakers are just not looking good because AD goes to the summer and our package is not going to get any better. And there are two or three teams with packages better than ours that the New Orleans Pelicans would be stupid not to take, pretty much. And not only that, everybody's talking about Boston. Boston is not going to put Jason Tatum in the deal if AD is not saying that he'll re-sign. And I don't think AD will re-sign knowing how he feels about what they did to Isaiah Thomas and knowing how his dad feels about what they did to Isaiah Thomas. I don't think he's going to re-sign. Therefore, I don't think that Boston is a real player in all of this. But somehow, we've put ourselves in a predicament of not being able to acquire this dude. Okay, until let's say when he becomes a free agent in 2020. Come on, man. LeBron is going to be damn near 37 at that point. That's why it was adamant that we got him now. We needed to get AD now, and then going to the summer trying to get either Kyrie Irving or Kemba Walker, somebody of that stature. We should not have been trying. We should not have been trying to even go after AD like this. It shouldn't have even been a factor in the situation. Magic should have taken care of this back when we could have gotten PG-13. They only wanted the number 2 pick or Brandon Ingram. They didn't want the whole core. They didn't want a haul. They wanted the number 2 pick or Brandon Ingram. Go look up the stories, people. That's all they wanted. Magic dropped the ball, and he's continuing to drop the ball. I'm skeptical. I don't know if Magic is leading my team to the, where it needs to be. Oh. Talk to y'all later, man. Thanks for listening.